y'all. My name is Peter.
And my name is Carl.
And you're listening to Do You Even Lift, Bro? Men Exercising Social Justice. Thank you all so much for tuning in. We deeply appreciate it. Today, we're doing a cheat day. And our topic today is mansplaining.
Mansplaining, man. The amount of freaking women that come up to me, like, almost on a daily basis saying, hey, this dude explains stuff to me, and I already knew it, and I had to sit there and take it. And it's nuts how often it happens.
Oh, yeah. And I have a little confession, Carl. I am one of those men.
Hey, I am absolutely guilty of it too. But I know we're ranting a little bit, and like there are so many occasions in which I'm like, I catch myself in the middle of it and I go, ah.
No, I totally know what you mean. Like I'll be talking to somebody and I'm like, not to mansplain or anything. And they'll be like, but you're doing it. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, and it's not just like words too, right? Like I remember this one time where at the front desk, there were two people who self-identify as women fiddling around with like the laptop or not the laptop, the computer and stuff like that. And then I just like get out of my office and then start like checking all the cords without even asking them what's going on. And then they're just staring at me and I'm like, damn it. I'll just go back to my office now.
Yeah. It's like one of those times, like I do this a lot where like a teacher will be having problems with the equipment. Like projectors and stuff, which it happens on such a daily basis when the teachers are like, why is the sound not working? And especially when that teacher or instructor is what I would perceive to be a woman, mm-hmm. I'm always like, click this button, like go to this menu, like you're not doing it right. Yeah. And then I'll be like, oh.
Yeah. And like, I always, I'm like, I could probably figure this out, but I'm not going to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's a wrestling match in my head of like, at what point am I being helpful? And at what point is it like mansplaining?
Yeah.
And I think it is tough. Like I think mansplaining is one of those terms that men push back on a lot. Mm-hmm. And I think it is a very specific, well, I do think that is overused to some degree.
Yeah.
But I also think that it happens way, way more often than men are telling themselves that it's not.
Yeah. And especially with like our society now where a lot of men take like this idea of intellectualism to such a degree. Yeah. And they're like, I'm a smart guy. That's all I need to know. And you're an idiot because you didn't alt tab out of your other window or something stupid.
Well, yeah. And I think part of it too, like we do a lot, we ask for a lot of self-reflection in the podcast, and like mansplaining should also be a self-reflection process, right? Like at what point am I speaking from a place of credibility and expertise, or am I just like repeating a one-liner and then making a bunch of assumptions based off of like a tweet that I read and jumped in there as soon as someone mentioned something, and particularly women. Like when I talk about masculinity stuff, I feel pretty good about like how I'm saying it and where I'm coming from, and that I have like there are fewer people on this campus who have more expertise in that, and I know who they are and I listen to them, like my bosses.
Yeah.
And I still jump in there with like a bunch of bullshit. And so I think it's hard to gauge and do that self-reflection around what am I speaking from a place of expertise, and all of that is conflated, like my sense of credibility and expertise is conflated because of a lot of my dominant identities, right?
Yeah. The latter thing you said where it was like, where am I just like repeating something I said, and like I do that all the time, all the time, because I am very early on in my social justice journey to be the wokest of them all, per se. And like when I'm in an ethnic studies class right now, and it's introduction to ethnic studies, and already it's blowing my mind, which is good and bad. So when I learn something new about ethnic studies, I'm like, oh, no one else knows this because I didn't know this beforehand. Mm-hmm. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to talk to my partner, who's a person of color, about what I learned in ethnic studies, and they're going to have to take it because they love me. But then all the time they're just like, Peter, I am a person of color. I've been dealing with this from day one. You don't have to explain how the prison industrial complex affects me because I know. I learned this through personal experience. And I'm like, oh, I did it again. And every time I'm like, I'm so sorry. This is like me coming home from like a fourth grade class. And I'm like, mommy, look what I learned today. She's like, oh, that's nice, honey. I'm like, I learned that volcanoes are like this. And that's basically me coming to my partner. And I'm like, hey, babe, guess what? Black people are targeted by the Denver police. And they'll be like, yeah, no. I know that.
Yeah. This is one of those points too, where in my head, I'm like, you should be able to like discuss stuff that you've learned with energy and enthusiasm with people. Maybe not specifically with them, but yeah. Like, is there a way you can be excited about what you're learning without feeling like or sounding like you're explaining something to somebody? You know what I mean? I think we can shift our language in a way that is, even if you warn them, you're like, hey, I'm going to process what I learned in class with you. Is that cool?
Yeah.
I might sound like I'm explaining to you, but like, I just need to talk.
But like how I do it is it sounds like I'm explaining something. I'm like, you know?
Obviously.
Actually.
That's one of those things. Like if you hear yourself or feel yourself start a sentence with actually or obviously or did you know, you're probably about to mansplain.
Especially if that person you're talking to is not another dude.
Exactly.
And did you hear the joke where I was like, did you hear about the mansplainer who died in a lake?
No.
It was a well, actually. My first good social justice joke, and I heard that from Luce, I'm sorry.
And that'll do it for this episode of Do You Even Lift, Bro? Men Exercising Social Justice. If you have feedback, thoughts, comments, questions, or want to be interviewed for a podcast, please email wjac@colostate.edu. That's wjac@colostate.edu. Huge shout out to the partnership between the Women and Gender Advocacy Center and KCSU here at Colorado State University. These are the folks that even allow this podcast to happen. For more content about masculinities, check out meninthemovement.blogspot.com. And for more information about the WJAC, go to wjac.colostate.edu. For more 90.5 KCSU content, go to kcsufm.com. Music production by Xavier Hadley, aka Zavley. Check him out at soundcloud.com/Xavier Hadley. That's X-A-V-I-E-R-H-A-D-L-E-Y. Thanks for listening.
Don't mansplain.
She did.